AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A man, first armed with a samurai sword and a number of knives, has been shot and killed by St. Louis County Police. Chief John Belmer, in a just-completed news conference, says tactical operations officers first fired what he calls an impact weapon at the man who had stepped out onto his front lawn armed with a knife early this morning.
Shot out of a 40-millimeter, it's like a rubber round. It hit him on the right thigh where they were aiming.
Belmar adds, instead of going down, the man, identified as Thaddeus McCarroll, tried to attack police.
It had no effect on the individual, and almost immediately, he charged at the officers.
At least 30 people are dead, more than 80 others wounded in a suicide bombing at a bank in Afghanistan. The AP's Ashraf Khalil reports from Cairo.
At this point, no group has claimed responsibility for the attack. However, Afghanistan does have a very active insurgency. The Taliban is still a very active presence in Afghanistan.
Police say a man on a motorcycle set off his bomb amid a crowd of soldiers and civilians who had gathered at the bank to collect their monthly pay. President Obama chastises Senate Republicans for their delay in approving his nominee for Attorney General. Mark Smith has more.
The president says Loretta Lynch has now waited longer than the seven prior Attorney General nominees combined. He says the five-month holdup is unconscionable.
Enough. Call Loretta Lynch for a vote. Get her confirmed. Put her in place. Let her do her job. This is embarrassing.
Obama tells reporters only political gamesmanship explains what's happened to his proposed replacement for Eric Holder. Some Republicans oppose Lynch because she won't break with Obama on his immigration actions, but a vote's also gotten snarled in a dispute over abortion language in a human trafficking bill. Mark Smith at the White House.
This is AP. Radio News. A tough 68th birthday for a basketball legend. Mark Myers has this from Los Angeles.
Basketball Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is recovering at a Los Angeles area hospital following quadruple coronary bypass surgery. The former Lakers legend had the surgery on Thursday, the day of his 68th birthday, at the Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. According to the surgeon who performed the operation, he is expected to make a full recovery. During his 20-year NBA career, Abdul-Jabbar was a six-time MVP and a six-time champion. He is the NBA's all-time leading scorer. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles Kings center Jarrett Stoll has been arrested on a cocaine possession charge at a resort hotel in Las Vegas. AP's Matt Reed reports Stoll has been dating a well-known Fox Sports figure.
Stoll is the boyfriend of Aaron Andrews, the Dancing with the Stars co-host and Fox Sports reporter.
I'm Tim McGuire. AP Radio News.